Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul, the apostle and evangelist, is developing a routine as he enters city after city to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Lystra, though, will take him to new heights as the crowds continue to grow. These are still Paul's early years in ministry. So let me tell you about what the crowds can do. Paul's custom was to arrive in the new city and first enter the local synagogue of the Jews to deliver the message of Jesus the Messiah. Iconium was no different than the last city they were at, where the Jews forced them out of the city. Only this time they came at Paul with stones and tried to stone him to death. Once again, he moved on to the next city, Lystra. When they entered the city gates of Lystra, they met a man who had never walked in his life. While sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the crowds, Paul fixed his gaze on this one man and spoke directly to him. "Stand up on your feet." The man jumped up and began to walk. The crowd went crazy. They picked up Paul and Barnabas, put garlands around their neck, and declared Paul the god Zeus and Barnabas the god Hermes. The priest of Zeus started to prepare an oxen to be sacrificed to Paul, who they thought was a god. Oh, Paul and Barnabas jumped down and tore their clothes off. "Men, what are you doing? We are also men of the same nature of you and preach the gospel to you so you would turn from these vain things and worship the living God who made the heavens and the earth." Well, they were able to restrain the crowds with difficulty. At least they stopped the crowds from offering animal sacrifices to them. Yet, it was not over. Paul thought this was going to be a typical city event. Preach, teach, and make disciples. Instead, he was transformed into a god, the god Zeus. And just when he thought he had things under control, well, let's just say, he's about to encounter a new ministry low as repercussions from his past catch up. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.